This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Nuts on TV. It's a guy.
You lost me.
Okay, doesn't matter. We are talk radio here on KBOO, 90.7 your FM dial in Portland, Oregon. The Abe and Joe talk radio show, Abe Proctor and me, Joe Uris. And we are here today both to inform you and entertain you. And then the third goal, perhaps the first goal, is to make you give a lot of money to this station because it cannot function without you.
I'd like to conflate all three of those
goals.
You
want to conflate them?
Into sort of
what
an
is it conflate?
Info entertainment money stew kind of thing.
Info entertainment money stew.
That's right. All three things at once. That's what we're going to do today. All three things at once.
All
Are you
at
with
once.
Me? Are
no.
you with me, Joe?
No.
All right, there's two numbers. I'm sure you in the audience are far ahead of Joe this morning.
No.
You usually are.
No.
There's two numbers.
No.
The first, if you want to be on this program, 503-231-8187 is the number to call.
Yeah, fat chance on that.
The second and more important number,
yes,
877-500-5266.
Could
it's
you
number
say
to
that
call
number again?
To be a member of KBOO, yes, I can.
Will you?
877-500-5266. You pick up your phone, you punch in those numbers, talk to one of our charming volunteers, and you are a member of KBOO. It's just that easy.
I'm going to give people a reason why they should give money to this station right here and now. I opened the New York Times yesterday and today, and I looked at the national news on the television, and there was virtually no mention of the disaster in Mayflower, Arkansas.
Why don't you fill us in on that? What happened
now,
in Mayflower,
Mayflower
Arkansas?
Arkansas? Who cares? Well, here's the deal. It turns out that there are oil pipelines under the ground, unknown to landowners, unknown to householders, that move oil from hither to yon. And there was a pipeline, a big one, underneath a new housing, relatively new housing project in Mayflower, beautiful suburb of middle-class folks. And that pipeline used to run Texas crude, which is a relatively, despite what happened in the Gulf, a relatively benign form of petroleum, north toward Illinois from the Gulf. But way back recently, the Alberta tar sands oil was being shipped by Exxon. Note the company, ExxonMobil, was being shipped on that in that pipeline.
They're squeaky clean.
Oh, so Exxon clean. Mobil. Remember, who could forget the Exxon Valdez? Anyway.
I've forgotten it.
No, yeah, right. Anyway, so they started moving this highly toxic, extremely heavy, carboniferous, nasty, smelly, acidic oil from the tar sands of Alberta south in one of these pipes. It turns out there are many, many pipelines already moving oil from the tar sands south to the refineries.
Now, I want to jump in and ask you a question here.
Yeah.
Now, you've mentioned that this pipeline in Arkansas originally carried oil in the other direction. You said relatively benign form of oil, and then you segued into a description of this not-so-benign form of crude yeah. oil from the tar sands. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I can, but do you really want to hear
some
chemistry?
I think it's important, yes.
All right, here's the deal. Not all natural oil, not all petroleum is the same. It varies by weight and specific gravity. It varies by acid content. It varies by carbon content. It even varies by color. And it varies by sweetness to sourness, that is acidity.
So oil just ain't oil. There's all kinds of different.
There's all
varieties.
Kinds of different. And the one of the best is Texas crude.
Okay.
As it happens, one of the worst, in fact, is oil derived from tar sands. It contains every known bad thing, just about. I mean, it doesn't have gunpowder and it doesn't have nuclear waste that we know of. But everything else you could name a bad thing of in oil, it's there. And it's very, very toxic. And quietly, unbeknownst to you and I, many, many years ago, various pipes were built underground to move oil all over the United States.
Literally thousands of miles. Thousands of miles of this stuff.
Many, many,
and
thousands.
Not just oil, all kinds of other stuff.
Well, they can move oil, they can move water, they can move natural gas. They can move
gasoline.
They frequently do. In fact, there's gasoline lines that come right here.
Yeah, there's no gas.
Right under the, what is that?
There's no refineries in Oregon. All of our gasoline arrives here by pipeline. All of it.
All of it comes out
of the
same hole.
Please continue.
All right. The Keystone XL pipeline, which for good reason should be opposed, is, and here's where the thing gets really weird. The Keystone XL pipeline is the newest member of the oil pipeline family. And it is going to be a modern pipeline. It'll be a very, very, very big pipeline. And it will relieve the pressure on some of these old, really old, like World War II era pipelines. So the now here's what's happened. The Exxon pipeline in a white middle class neighborhood bursts. And if you've seen,
I bet they won't make that mistake again, will they?
Oh, they will always make
no
that
more pipelines in white neighborhoods. Woo, boy, yeah, that was a
right.
stinker.
That takes care of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so the argument they're now going to make is, well, we need the XL pipeline because the Keystone pipeline will be new, and then we don't have to ship so much oil in the old pipelines.
Wow, that is absolutely informative information. And I got to tell you...
Wait a minute, maybe it's uninformative information.
Well, no, I mean, it's great to know that the first big leak took place in a suburban area. So
the irony of it.
Yes, the irony of it all. I want to thank Debbie from Forest Grove.
Thank you, Debbie.
She renewed her membership today.
Yay.
And just like Debbie, there's an opportunity for you, too, to renew your membership. Or if you have never, ever even become a member, today's the day.
Yes, you could be having a part of the famous ceremony of marriage to the station.
Yes, that's
true. Wherein you are decorated with recent flowers from the springtime.
We can all join
and
together.
And the rainbows will come out of the sky. And,
we can sing together, 877-500-5266.
Is that 877-500-5266?
No, I think you got it wrong. It's really 877-500-5266.
Oh, you mean 877.
Well, as stimulating as this conversation is. Seriously, y'all, this is how it works. We don't run commercials. There's a reason you don't hear commercials on this station, because there are no commercials on this station.
Except this.
We don't receive any money from the government. We exist because of you, our listeners. That's what it means to be a community-supported radio station.
In fact, the government would like to see us go away, I suspect.
I suspect we put way too much pressure on our public officials for them to want us to last, which is even more reason to call 877-500-5266, because collectively we can put pressure on those power brokers who don't want to hear from us.
You know, and when I mentioned these oil spills from pipelines, there was one near Kalamazoo, Michigan. I mean, these happened
a few years ago, 2010.
Yeah, this happens all the time.
The same kind of oil,
and the oil companies are totally irresponsible. And the regular news services seem somehow unable to report these stories, even though the images are striking.
Yes.
I mean, imagine you're living in your nice suburban home in Beaverton, which is possible, and you're really comfortable in your home in Beaverton, which is possible, and suddenly, blub, 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 there's oil. Hey, honey, there's oil in the basin. Well, there's oil coming out of the toilet. Well, wait a minute now. There's oil in the lawn. There's oil everywhere.
Yeah. Good luck finding an oil clause in your homeowner's insurance policy.
I think you are unnecessarily scaring the good people.
No, we're not. This is really real.
I think you are unnecessarily.
What is that black stuff coming underneath the door here?
The number, 877-500-5266. I think Abe and Joe may be under oil at the moment, but you can help us move the goalpost by calling 877-500-5266 and joining us and becoming a member of your community radio station.
And you know what's so cool about this oil?
What is so cool about the oil? Tell me.
It sinks. It doesn't float. No, it naturally sinks, and that means you have to dredge it out of any lake, stream, or landfill that you could name.
Hey, but you know, the good news is that we're creating jobs, right?
Well, we have. In the short term, there will be jobs.
But no, this is long-term jobs, right? Because no, how long is it going to take to get rid of that stuff?
Well, they won't. They won't get rid of it. They'll fake it.
Well, and again, so there will be long-term cleanup.
Well, you saw that. You see the BP ads on television saying it's really cool to eat the fish from the Gulf. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Your grease need.
Yeah, it is healthy to eat oily fish, but don't eat this kind of oily
so
fish.
So, Abe and Joe, I want you to know we have to raise $1,200 this hour.
All right, I'll shut up and
raise
money.
45 minutes to go. I absolutely believe it's possible because, again, you guys bring us programming that we're just not getting anywhere else. And so I would love to encourage listeners to give us a call now. Join your cable community. Become a member by calling 877-500-5266. Got to save. Abe and Joe will keep us laughing. They keep us in hysterics. But the reality is we want you to join us at 877-500-5266.
Yeah, you know, we do try to deliver our news and analysis with a bit of humor. But I know there's listeners out there who don't agree with us, who get hopping mad when they hear Joe and I spouting off about the latest cause of the week. But I say to you, that's worth something, too.
But you can't hop on oil.
Stop. Just stop. even if Joe and I infuriate you, even if we make you want to tear your hair out, even if we make you want to tear out the rest of Joe's hair, that's still worth something. That is making a contribution to your life. That is bringing a piece of the public discourse into your brain every Tuesday morning. That's worth becoming a member, I think.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say something that has nothing to do with raising money, but pointing out something that is not discussed adequately in the regular media and why you need to give money to the station.
Okay.
Which is... Yeah. That we need a carbon tax. Now, a tax on carbon makes, I don't know, tax on carbon. What that is a way of measuring and taxing appropriately the enormous environmental impacts of oil and other petroleum products and coal.
Yeah.
And it's really important. And it's not happening under Obama, and it doesn't happen under anybody. You know, it's just bad. And if you care at all about the future, if you have children, or if you're thinking of having children, or if you're just thinking about having a nice, peaceful death, you need to contribute to this station. And you need to do it right now. What number do they need to call?
877-500-5266. If you're on one of the internet tubes, www.kboo.fm, click on the tip jar, fill out the digital membership form. You could do that in the privacy of your bunny slippers. It's easy. It's fast. It's simple. It's rewarding. It's enlightening. Do it
today. Now.
That's okay. You just mentioned the carbon tax. I'm glad you did.
Okay.
Because I think that begins to help us wrap our brains around the enormity of the situation that we face right now. Why is a carbon tax significant? Well, because since the beginning of the 19th century, the industrial age has been powered by combustion. We burn stuff. That's how we power modern society.
Yeah.
We burn stuff.
Yeah.
As we're finding out, that's a bad idea. You cannot power a global economic system indefinitely by burning stuff unless you want to alter the climate of the planet drastically.
Which is happening.
Which is happening. We need to transition our society, root and branch, away from burning stuff.
Yes.
And
in fact, if you want roots and branches, you better stop this oil spilling.
Now, you mentioned the carbon tax as a means of gauging exactly how deep our reliance on burning stuff really is.
Yeah.
That's very true. And that's a very useful byproduct of instituting such a tax. The other useful outcome of instituting such a tax is that we can use those revenues to start the conversion away from burning stuff.
Exactly. I mean, I would think that there should be legislation. It's not going to happen, but there should be legislation essentially dedicating that carbon tax money directly to the creation of renewable, endless resources from the sun and so on.
Now, this is not... I want to sort of broaden the discussion right now because this is an important thing, and we all need to consider this.
You don't want to consider the oil in the backyard?
I do want to consider the oil in the backyard. That's just one of the many negative outcomes associated with burning stuff now for close to 200 years.
Yeah.
This is a huge problem. It's literally going to change the climate of the planet that we live on. And lest we forget, we live on the side of a small sphere moving through the cosmos with a thin layer of gas that clings to its surface. And it's because of that specific situation, that we are able to live, that we are able to evolve, that we are able to reach a point where we with our brains can contemplate the rest of the universe. All of that is worth preserving. All of that is worth preserving.
Well, I'm not sure that the contemplation of the universe is worth preserving.
Yes, it absolutely is.
I don't know.
It's one of the reasons we're on this planet, but I digress.
Dick and Jane, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got to stop burning stuff. We need to reach a point where 100 years from now, people will look back and go, God, can you believe those people actually used combustion as an energy source?
Really?
What were they thinking? That's the sort of massive change we need to enact.
Well, either that or we could develop a rationale that suggests that having tar sands crude in the swimming pool makes as much, you know, it's good. You never can drown.
I bet you could find a way.
I'll bet you could. All right. We need your help. We need your help now. We know that it's a drag for you to have to hear us begging for money. But the other alternative, and it's the only other alternative, is silence for this station and probably being this place on the airwaves being taken over by the Christian fundamentalist right-wing Fox News people. And you don't want that.
We don't want that.
No,
indeed.
You don't. They come by here every day and they make offers to buy the station. It's true.
No, but they actually do. That's a scary fact. No,
we have some fabulous thank you gifts since you guys are talking so much about
oil.
The crude oil and what's going on with that, with carbon tax. We've got power from the people.
Power from the people.
From the people.
Power from the people right
which
now.
Details how communities can empower themselves to prepare for emergency energy crises, and I think it's on its way.
Well, I really think that that's an important gift, and I would think that somebody out there, not just one somebody, but multiple somebodies would jump on that offer.
I would think so, because it's really only for a minimum pledge of $60.
$60 a mere bagatelle.
That's, you know, for $60, I mean, 16 cents a day, $112, $1.12 a week.
Hey, if you want to give $112 a week, we're
it's
all right
okay.
with that.
We'll
it's
be okay.
okay.
We'll
we can handle
okay.
it.
We can handle it. We can take it. But we've got all kind of great thank you gifts. So as you're trying to absorb all this information, you may be thinking, well, gosh, Joe and Abe are just so knowledgeable about this topic. How will I ever get up to speed with them? We have an answer for you.
It's not that hard, really.
And the answer is we've got great resources that can help you actually understand this topic much more readily. We have a thank you gift called Energy Overdevelopment and the Delusion of Less Growth. Does that sound like something we need to read?
Well, it sounds like fun.
Again, for a minimum pledge of $60.
But we have to warn, no pictures of naked people in this book.
No, not this time. Maybe later, Joe.
In fact, it's a text reader, so it's not even a book.
Well, we want to thank Susan from Lake Oswego, who renewed.
Yeah.
And Ansel from Portland renewed.
All right.
So we're getting there. We only have $1,000 more bucks to go.
Oh, just $1,000 more bucks to go?
Just $1,000 more bucks to go. No, it's not that drastic, Joe.
I saw Phil Spector on TV last night.
You saw an actor playing Phil Spector.
Well, it was an actor playing. It was Al Pacino, actually.
But, you know. Truth be told.
Yeah, really.
We do like renewing members, but yes. I got to say we like new members even more because, you know, what's more exciting than someone new?
That's right.
I think that may be the wrong thing to say on this station.
No, it isn't. We want new blood.
New blood.
New blood at KBO.
New blood, new energy, new insight, new opportunities. But you can't get all that newness without calling 877-500-5266 or going online to kboo.fm and clicking the tip jar.
Yeah, and you know, there actually is another book, The Approaching Great Transformation Toward a Livable Post-Carbon Economy.
Yes.
Which is really good. Really, really good.
So all these books, minimum pledge $60. We'll take a minimum pledge of $120 if you want. But, you know, the
book. Hell, we'll take a minimum pledge of $7 million. We don't care.
We would. It's a shame we don't know the gentleman that just won the big lottery because I'm sure he'd be supporting.
Did somebody win the big lottery?
There was a big one, like 300 and some odd $1 million.
Oh, but and usually they talk about getting a new boat.
You know what? I have to say, this time it warmed my heart to see a working, hardworking family man win the lottery and thinks maybe he'll open another bodega. So the number is 877-500-5266. If you want to join us in keeping your community radio station vibrant, lively, full of insight, information, opportunities, this is your radio station.
Yeah, the humor. Don't forget humor.
You can take as much of it, like, you know, talk radio all day, every week, Amy Goodman, music, everything, or you can take only the pieces that appeal to you.
And I got to say, and we don't talk about this enough on this show, we, that is KBOO, has the finest music programming in the land.
I believe
it. And that's no exaggeration.
I believe it.
Persian music, Arab music, Israeli music, all kind of music.
Reggae, jazz, blues.
Yeah,
we got it all. We got it all. And we can only keep bringing you it all if we stay on the air for another 45 years. How exciting. 45 years of bringing incredible programming, wonderful guests, wonderful special programming. But we do all that because you join us and you call us at 877-500-5266. And you decide to put your money in investing in your community radio station, or at least some of it. We're not asking for all of it.
No, we want all your money.
No, we don't want it all.
We want half of your money.
We'll just take a piece of it.
We want a hunk. We want a chunk.
We'll take a 10% tithe.
We want our. We'll take our fair share.
Yeah, tithe. If you tithe 10% to us.
Yeah, we'll be sitting pretty.
Yeah, we would be okay. And I have to say that it's very tempting at this time when a lot of us are, you know, kind of at the financial edge. And, well, what'll I give up now? This station, in great competition, sadly, with all the many important causes that there are.
Yes.
Really does put together a package of information and entertainment unlike any other in the world.
Well, and if you think about it, 83% of our money comes directly from listeners like you. That is where we get the bulk of our resources. 17% come from other sources like underwriting, vehicle donations, web ads, things like that. So once again, give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click the tip jar.
And if you have a really cool Cadillac with big fins, say a 59 Caddy, we'll take it. 877-500-5266.
And if you want to talk on this program,
yeah,
we would welcome your insight.
503-231-8187
is the number to call.
What is that?
503-231-8187. Yeah, but first, call this other number first. 877-500-5266.
Yeah, you know, really, I think people should make a contribution. They should do it right now. This is, for us, we try to be entertaining about this, but for us, who are unpaid, I want to emphasize that, unpaid volunteers giving service to the community. For us, your contributions affirm the value of the kind of work we're doing and affirm the value, more importantly, of the kind of issues we're raising.
It's true.
Really?
That's absolutely true.
And that's very well put.
I
want to suggest something else. You may not listen every day to KBOO. You may listen occasionally, or you may listen to two or three programs you really like. The fact of the matter is that we start what others can finish. And this is a bold, truly progressive station, and you really need to give it every bit of support that you can. If you can afford to give $5, give $6. If you can afford to give $100, give $110. It's worth it. It'll make you feel good. It'll get you into heaven. I guarantee it. I can guarantee it as good as any Pope anywhere. And I can also guarantee that you will be entertained by the programming you get because you've made a contribution. And you've done it by calling 877-500-5266.
And a recent KBOO Institute study reveals that
members of the recent KBOO Institute study.
Members of KBOO are scientifically proven to be more attractive to people of all genders. So yeah, I'm just saying.
Or orientation.
You know, if you want a little extra mojo, if you want a little extra spring in your step, if you want that little extra edge of confidence and swagger.
Swagger!
Become a member today, 877-500-5266. As a matter of fact, come on down, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, to the glittering KBOO Towers. We are in the penthouse studio. You can walk right in. You can drop off your pledge. You can meet our staff of incredibly attractive and vivacious volunteers, and you can leave with that extra spring in your step. You can swagger down the street to all and sundry and proclaim your new membership in KBOO.
In fact, we have the complete collection of Trump wigs here at the tower.
It's true.
The whole Trump collection.
I've never seen them, but I hear it's true.
Oh, I've seen them on his head. What do you mean? I mean, come
I didn't
on.
I know they were here at the tower.
This is important. Well, they are. We store. This is his repository. Oh, he doesn't give us money. He gives us hair. I mean, you know, probably stolen from poor, unlucky people in Southeast Asia. Oh, no. Yes, it's true. Don't let that discourage you, though, the fact that we have that collection. If you give us a contribution of $1,000, we'll burn the hair, which won't smell any worse than the oil that's leaking out in Arkansas. We engage in the struggles that make our lives and your lives important. We bring you the news that you don't get elsewhere, unfortunately. And we're doing this 24/7. And you're listening, the fact that you're listening proves the value of this station. So, right now, before you do anything else, even if you've already made a contribution, make another one, 877-500-5266. I'm going to repeat that because sometimes, you know, some of us are a little dyslexic. 877-500-5266. Let the phones ring.
That's absolutely right.
It is?
All right. Now, here's the deal. We're offering a special deal today only on the Abidjo Talk Radio
program. A special deal, ladies and gentlemen.
Up, you can call 877-500-5266 and do one of two things. You can renew your membership, or you can become a new member of KBOO. And if you do that,
yes,
you can then hang up the phone,
yes,
pick it up again, dial 503-231-8187, talk to Engineer Steve and say, Engineer Steve, I just became a member of KBOO. And just like that, you will go to the front of the line and you can speak on this talk radio program.
Let me just do a snap.
That's
here.
Right. I am offering preferential class-based treatment to new and renewing members of KBOO.
Oh, breaking with the past.
Indeed.
Are we?
I am fomenting class envy amongst our listenership. That's right.
That's a new bit.
And I ain't even pretending to do otherwise.
Don't let anybody kid you. We really like people better because they give us huge sums of money.
It's true. Who doesn't like someone who gives them money?
Yeah, really. I like somebody who gives. But somebody give us some money. 877-500-5266.
All right. So we're talking, broadly speaking, today about burning stuff.
Yeah. Right. And about leaking stuff.
Leaking stuff that would eventually be burned.
Well, and it poisons the environment and heats the globe.
When did the industrial age begin? About the mid-1800s in England, right?
No, earlier.
Earlier? Early 1800s
in
England?
Well, if you really want to get into this kind of conversation.
I do.
It predates the burning of fossil fuel with the discovery of using water power to make factories.
Steam power, essentially.
Well, no, just water.
The turning
of
wheels by
just turning the wheels, you know.
Okay.
It goes way back.
But it really, really caught fire, so to speak.
As it were.
Mid-1800s,
yes.
England.
Oh, spread, a little earlier, but yes.
Yeah, spread rapidly from there to North America, throughout Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And has continued to spread like a plague
throughout
the globe.
Yeah.
All the while powered by combustion.
Yes.
Powered by carbon.
Yes.
This is one of history's great ironies.
Yes.
We talk about carbon, a carbon tax, about a carbon-based economy. That means that our society is powered by the energy that exists that binds carbon atoms to hydrogen atoms and oxygen atoms. There's a lot of energy in those bonds.
Boy, that is science.
And when you light them on fire, those bonds break. They release energy in the form of heat, and that is what drives
and
modern
waste
society.
Products like sulfur and toxins and all kinds of.
And
bad
why
stuff.
Is this one of history's great irony?
Why is this one of history's great ironies?
Because carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen are the building blocks of life as we know it.
Yes.
Our bodies are made essentially of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen in various configurations.
And nitrogen.
With a few other elements thrown in.
Yeah, yeah.
The stuff that we burn to power our modern society are the millions-year-old remnants of former living things.
But that can't be. The whole Earth is only 6,000 years old.
No, that's false.
Oh.
Earth is much older than that.
Oh.
The crude oil that is pumped out of Texas or out of the tar sands in Alberta or out of Saudi Arabia is...
Or out of the North Atlantic.
Is the remnants of plant life that existed millions of years ago.
Yeah.
That has fermented, essentially, no, not technically, under the Earth for millions of years. It is the same hydrocarbons, also known as carbohydrates when we eat them, the very things that power our bodies, power industrial society. That, I think, is one of history's great ironies right there.
Well, I think it's a pretty good irony, but I think it's really ironic that we're coming to you essentially skating on the edge of insolvency and turning our heads to the reality of needing money right now, right here at this station. And we know that you have a little bit of money. Look, if you have $10, if you have $20, if you have $100, whatever you can afford to give, you need to give it now to KBOO. Three times a year, about, sometimes only two times a year, depending on how much you give now, we come to you and make a whiny noise to get your money.
It's a necessary evil.
It's a necessary evil. You would not want to trade this for lying BP ads or something.
No. Hey, no, you would not.
Really, you would not. Yeah. And that's what will happen.
Yet another McDonald's ad.
McBurger King, 877-500-5266.
And we have a caller.
Yes.
Who do we have? Sorry? Ted, good morning. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. Say, I was going to let you know of a little episode on a talk show on the cable channels yesterday where this panel was talking about this issue, and this guy from this oil institute was saying, well, the XL pipeline, it's needed because of all these other older pipelines are going to get released, like you guys have said, stated this
argument. Yeah, see, that's the rationalization they're going to use
now. Yeah, that's the rationalization. What they fail to mention is, well, if we had solar and thermal and tidal and wind power, we wouldn't need any of that crap to begin with.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Better to just shut them all down than build a new one, right?
Damn straight. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hey,
now, see, there it is.
That's what
I'm talking about. Leaving behind combustion and moving to other sources of energy.
It's so obvious.
That is the key to our survival as a species.
The key.
Yes.
Keystone Pipeline.
No.
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 All right. 877-500-5266. What's keeping you from doing it, Bubby?
Bubby.
I don't know.
If you want to talk on this program, 503-231-8187. And as I mentioned earlier, our blatant bribe is still in effect. If you call and renew your membership with KBOO or establish yourself as a new member, you get to go right to the front of the line and speak on this program. You get to bypass the other poor saps who have been on hold.
Yeah, we are preferential today. 8775. When did you decide that? 877.
I decided because, you know, I have the power. This isn't democracy. Are you kidding me?
Democracy
no.
Now. 877. Which you
democracy,
get on cable.
Democracy, no!
877-500-5266. You know, just for a moment, think of how good you'll feel if you lighten your load by giving us your money.
It does. It feels good.
It sounded weird.
It
came out weird.
Yeah, but it does feel good.
Anyway, 877-500-5266.
This is a worthy place. This is a worthy cause to support.
You know, it actually is. I volunteer here. I don't know. I mean, I believe, honestly, that what we're doing, what the station does as a whole package, is so important to both the culture and the politics of this nation that we continue to do it day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. 45 years?
Yeah, it's a long time.
And it's a long time, and it's really worked, and it's incredibly successful, except that we have never, because of our politics, let's face it, we're too progressive, ever found an unending source of money except for the generosity, the kindness, the goodwill, the intelligence, the brilliance of you, the listener. So demonstrate those qualities by quickly picking up your phone. And if you need to add to your contribution, or if you want to make a new one, or if you, you know, it's time to do it, 877-500-5266. And don't make me sing.
No, please don't make him sing.
I may have to sing.
Why is something like KBOO necessary? The reason KBOO is necessary is, for example, today's topic is a perfect example.
Well, yeah.
We're offering a full-throated critique of a carbon-based, combustion-based industrial society.
And we're telling you about a leak of oil, of the very awful crude oil coming from the tar sands of Alberta in Mayflower, Arkansas, which is not in the New York Times today, wasn't in the New York Times yesterday, has not been done in the national news hardly at all.
And why might that be? You might be thinking to yourself. The reason that these other news sources can't offer these sorts of critiques is just because they depend on the very people who profit from the combustion-based, carbon-based economy.
Right. They have an inherent conflict of interest, which we do not have.
Conflict of interest. We are an organic news organization that springs from you, our listeners, you, our community.
I don't know about organic.
Organic, man.
Okay, organic. All right. 877-500-5266.
Organic. It's worth becoming a member of this. It's worth being part of this. It's
think
worth
of this.
Supporting.
Think of the, you know, you can walk into any bar in the Portland region and go to the object of your affections or would-be affections and say, I contribute to KBOO. And you will be amazed at the response.
What if the object of your affections is a pint glass?
Well, even so, there's never a pint glass that won't refuse a swallow.
Pick up the phone and put us out of our misery. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. We need you to become a member of this radio station today. Why? Because if you don't, then we will cease to exist.
That's true. Dun, I mean, that dun, is not. Dun. This is not hyperbole. This is, well, not we personally, but the station will disappear.
No, me personally, I will die.
You will die?
Yeah.
You mean you're going to commit suicide if we don't make our goal?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I watch?
Yeah. I'll be like, like a fairy dying because no one laughs.
I think that's a joke, listeners. It's a joke.
Oh, it's a joke.
Call 877-500-5266 and save the life of Joe.
No, it's not me. I'm not doing that. I ain't killing myself for nobody.
We want to thank Deborah from Portland for renewing her membership. Now, I didn't mean for the men to not call.
Yeah, what was
earlier,
that? What kind of sexist nonsense?
Well, earlier,
offended.
There were only men from Portland
just
and Vancouver.
Just because I have an Audi as opposed to an innie? What is the deal here?
And I encourage women to call. It seems that the men took that to mean they were not allowed to call anymore.
Wow.
And that is simply
not
true.
Not so.
It is not so. We definitely want men to stand up and be counted by giving us a call at 877-500-5266 so that you can invest in your organic news programming to ensure that we are able to stay for the next 45 years.
And think of this. You go to your bar or your pot store or whatever, and you come in there and you're stumbling around and you don't know, and there's a very attractive person. And then you think of the person and you think, well, that's kind of an attractive person. How do you break the ice? Well, all you have to do is say, I contributed to KBOO this week. And suddenly, a world of opportunity will open for you. I guarantee it. 877-500-5266.
So you heard it from Joe first. All you have to do is flip out your KBOO membership card. All of a sudden,
filthy.
You look
flip
prettier.
Out your, that's right.
All
flip
of a sudden, you look prettier. You're taller.
You're better at everything.
You're better at everything.
You can play the violin.
You can even go to KBOO.fm and click the tip jar. But I also want you to know there's a poster contest going on online.
Poster contest?
That's really
yes,
cool.
It is.
Ooh.
And if you submit your entry before 3 p.m., you have a chance to win a brand new print of today's poster. So go online and get all that information. But right now, if you want to talk to our fabulous volunteers who just can't wait to talk to you.
Oh, they're so anxious. They're really needing you
they
to call them.
They are just sitting there looking at the phone.
Oh, don't make them look at the phone.
You have not called 877-500-5266. I know Joe and Abe have been ably entertaining you.
Ably Abe.
ably. Mm-hmm. However, we do have about $800 we need to raise.
Wait a minute. What do you mean $800? Come on, people. This is ridiculous.
We only have $800.
I may just have to hold my breath for quite a few minutes. 877-500-5266. If it gets any worse, I'm going to sing.
No, Joe. Please. Okay.
This is
where it gets tough.
Okay.
Now, we really, 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 really don't want to encourage Joe to sing on the air.
Tar
so please
sands,
call us.
Okay. Singing not.
Please call
what?
Us. 877-500-5266. The fabulous thank you gifts that are awaiting your call include Power from the People, The End of Growth, Adapting to Our New Economic Reality by Richard Hineberg.
Yeah.
And Energy, Overdevelopment and the Delusion of Less Growth. So your pick of four books that are germane to this topic, give us a call at 877-500-5266.
And I'm going to repeat that number because sometimes people are a little dyslexic or something. 877-500-5266. Make the call today. You'll feel better. As soon as you tell any significant other that you've done this, your life will be better. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, it will. Sure.
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 Can't
we're
hurt.
On a limb.
Can't hurt.
Your life
cannot hurt.
Be better. No. Why? Why? Because KBOO enriches your life.
Yeah.
If it didn't, you wouldn't be listening right now.
Yeah.
If it didn't enrich your life, you wouldn't listen to the music program that's offered throughout the day here at KBOO. If you didn't enrich your life, you wouldn't listen to the other wonderful news and public affairs programs every single morning here on KBOO. Amy Goodman.
Amy Goodman.
For Pete's sake.
Oh, for goodness sake. 877-500-5266. Let's get this done so we don't have to do this again except for another 3 to 6 months from now.
That's right. Let's go to the
Come
phones.
On. There we go.
Karen, good
Karen.
Morning.
Hey, Joe and Abe and Joanne. You know, I just wanted to say I have a strategy that I use.
Yeah.
KBOO.
Uh-huh.
Because I know that, you know, when you guys have your fundraising,
yeah,
you're like tempters. You're temptresses and tempters.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, we are.
How are you doing?
Well, I have to listen because, okay, I've got an addiction. It's to KBOO. Okay, I know that. I've admitted that, and I'm working with it.
Okay.
But when you have the fun drive, I know that you're going to have these fabulous people there with amazing books that I'm going to want.
Yes.
So
T-shirts, too.
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
I want it all. I really do.
Yes,
but
of course you do.
I can only afford a certain amount. So what I do is I pace myself.
Uh-huh.
And
I try to do that, too, you know. Anyway, go ahead.
Hard. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I pace myself. So when I hear, you know, interview, and there's the book that I want, then I do a donation. I call up, I do a donation, and
yes.
Then I know, okay, I've got the book. It's fabulous. It's coming.
Yeah.
And then I know the next day, or maybe even the next hour, mm-hmm. I'm going to hear another interview about another book, and I'm going to want that.
Mm-hmm.
So I call up again.
Yes.
So, you know, Joanne wants the women to call. Well, I've called 3 times.
Right on.
So,
wow, this is great. Listen, would you like another book?
No, I can't. I'm at my limit, but I'm going to get 3 fabulous books.
That's great.
I'm so excited. So I just want to thank you guys for everything you do.
Sure.
And I'm just working with the addiction, but I appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you very much for the call.
You know, if you want some help with that problem, just pick up your phone and call 877-500-5266. We have counselors standing by.
Yeah,
pay no attention.
Pay no attention. Pay no attention to the fact that you're addicted to this station. 877-500-5266. And seriously, thanks for the call.
You know, along the spectrum of addiction. This
along
is
along the spectrum of
yes,
addiction.
This is one of
addiction
that you want.
Addiction has a spectrum.
Being addicted to KBOO is good. It's like being addicted to oxygen. Or to food. It's good.
Those are not addictions, dude.
Well, I can't live without
them. Prerequisites. I
can't live without them.
877-500-5266. Jim, you're on the air.
No.
Nope.
Oh,
I misunderstood.
Oh, well.
Listen, if you're just tuning in, we're begging for money, but also we're telling you about the horrible oil spill of the really bad, really heavy, nasty, carboniferous, sulfurically smelly, bad oil in Mayflower, Arkansas, a nice little suburb. And we're telling you that there are pipelines underneath a lot of places, and they're now going to use the fact of these old pipelines built in the 40s and so on to persuade people that it's cool to have the new pipeline from the Alberta oil sands, the Keystone XL. Don't fall for it. Don't swallow it. Don't go for it. Swallowing oil is always bad.
No, it is. It is always bad. Now, here's the interesting thing about the Alberta tar sands oil. Now, a lot of us here in the United States sort of look northward to Canada with a little bit of envy. At least I do.
You do?
It's Canada, cold, man. From here, from our perspective, Canada appears to be very much like the United States, only smarter.
It used to be smart.
It used well.
Okay. Anyway,
they've got a universal single payer healthcare system.
That's true.
They've got a more enlightened transportation policy.
That's true.
Where Canada drops the ball is in its resource extraction policies. The tar sands are probably the best example of this. There's a guy by the name of Thomas Homer Dixon. He's a professor at the Balsillie School of International Affairs in Waterloo, Ontario. He wrote in the New York Times recently that, quote, Canada is beginning to exhibit the economic and political characteristics of a petro state. This is the lure of petroleum dollars. This is what turns an otherwise enlightened society into a petro state. So I think Canada, you can do better, and we can help Canada by saying no to this pipeline, by saying no to this dirty oil, and even more so, by saying no to oil and to combustion in general. That's what we're talking about here. That's what this discussion is about.
You're absolutely right. And you can help us say that to more and more people all over, and we have listeners all over the world, we really do, by contributing to this station, by calling 877-500-5266. I always forget to put the one in front. 1-877-500-5266.
This gentleman, Dr. Homer Dixon, writes in the New York Times that the oil sands industry is, quote, undermining Canadian democracy. By suggesting that anyone who questions the industry is unpatriotic, tar sands interest groups have made the industry the third rail of Canadian politics.
You know, I may sing the national anthem of Canada, which very few people here know.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a lovely song. Oh, Canada.
Yes, indeed. So we're talking about the petro industry, the tar sands dollars, undermining Canadian democracy. And I submit to you now, listeners, that were it not for American demand for Canadian tar sands, Canada's democracy might be better off.
Well, and in fact, we, the United States, are well on our way to becoming the hub of the petrochemical industry. And that is a role, a third worldish role, that the United States is going to take on. Instead of building things, instead of developing things, instead of creating new technologies, we'll be the shipping point for all the grease that was the dinosaurs and plants of long ago.
That's true. And this is a topic we tend to return to again and again on the
show.
Because
it's important.
It's that important. And an angle we haven't even touched on yet is the oil boom happening in North Dakota.
Right.
That's something we're going to have to visit very soon.
And we haven't gone to fracking.
We have gone to fracking.
We need to do more fracking talk.
But here, what we really need to do right now is raise some money.
Yeah, we got to raise some money.
What do you think, Joanne? How are we doing?
Yes, I agree. And I just want to say thank you to Jennifer from
Jennifer.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Who is a new member. Of KBOO. Want to thank her. I'm so glad that the women responded to my call, and they called 877-500-5266. So I'm apologizing to the men folk.
What are you doing?
Men folk, you can call too.
Yeah.
You can call.
We are
a special
gender
number.
Open.
No, a special number right. Just for the men folk. 877-500-5266.
And a special number for the women folk, which is 877-500-5266.
Yep.
Remarkably similar.
Now, men, we're on your side. We know how oppressed you are. We know how hard it is for men out there.
We're going to make it easy for men to become members, to step up, make your voice heard, because we don't hear enough of men folks here at KBOO.
What?
So give us a call at 877-500-5266. Again, it's 877-500-5266. It would just warm our day to have you join us.
Yeah, you'd be warm the day without burning petrochemicals.
Without burning,
and
yes,
you could have a t-shirt or a book or whatever.
We have so many absolutely fabulously wonderful thank you gifts for you. The only question is, which one do you want when you call 877 500-5266. We're down to $700 to raise.
Oh, no! We got to get this money. I can't stand it anymore.
We got 9 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it can be done.
It will be done.
I have seen Abe and Joe work this miracle over and over and over again because I know you don't want to leave your radio to make the call because they're so entertaining. However.
Yeah, right. We are so entertaining.
You can't even look away, can you?
I encourage you to maybe walk with your phone as you dial 877.
Don't drive with
your phone. 500-5266. Or maybe you want to go online because you've just been too entertained this morning to talk to another person. And you could go online at kboo.fm and click the tip jar and become a member that way. Let me thank again our restaurants who are giving us food, for our volunteers.
Oh,
Kenny and Zook's Deli at 1038 Southwest Stark Street. Tapalai, 28 Northeast 28th Avenue, and Montage at 301 Southeast Morrison Street. I saw somebody come in with Voodoo Donuts, too, so we want to thank them as well.
Donuts, I tell you, everybody,
this is definitely a community radio station because the community steps up to support this effort.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You out there are part of the community, yes. And you know that's true. But you all need to make a actual monetary commitment to the station for it to survive. This is no joke. We are always at the edge of insolvency. That's because it's the nature of an organization that has no vast support from the rich capitalist class.
Nature of the beast, yes.
It's the nature of the beast. And it really means that you have to step up and you have to make a contribution. A lot of you, we know this statistically, a lot of you listen to the station, enjoy the station, but just don't get around to giving us money.
Just haven't quite made that step. But today, Beverly made that step.
Beverly
from Sandy.
Yay.
Decided to step up and call 877-500-5266.
Excuse me, is that number 877-500-5266?
I think it's more like 877-500-5266.
It's all in the emphasis.
But you were close.
It's this sort of sparkling wit.
Yeah, this is just the kind of clever stuff you get.
You know, we acknowledge.
What a deal.
Yeah, Joe mentioned that an organization like this is always on the brink of insolvency. That's true. It is the nature of the beast. We also understand and we sympathize that many of you out there are struggling as well.
These are similarly on the brink of insolvency.
These are tough times. So we're not asking for a sum so large that it hurts. You know, $5 a month, that's all we're asking. Whatever you can afford.
You never will notice that.
And that's what I love about us. I mean, we don't say, right, to be a member, you have to be a $1,000 contributor.
No.
We say, you give what feels comfortable to you.
Well, but I go even further. I say, give until it's not quite comfortable.
Well, see, we all have different tactics, but the message is the same.
Yes.
Give what you're comfortable with. By calling 877-500-5266, what is community radio worth to you? What are you willing to invest this year to keep community radio on this station? Give us a call, 877-500-5266, and make your voice heard.
And you really do need to do that, and you really need to understand that if KBOO were not taking, and I think it is a genuine leadership role, in this community, you would, you know, if you looked at the newspapers, you'd never know that the oil is leaking in Arkansas.
No, you wouldn't.
From a pipeline you never even knew was under your house, which you bought without knowing there was a pipeline under your house.
No, that's true.
You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that the Keystone XL pipeline project is something that President Obama has to decide on very soon.
Yes.
You would never know that they're now going to rationalize it by pointing out that the old pipelines are rotting.
That's true.
And you would never realize that the oil industry is such a dominant force in all of our lives. It's KBOO that brings the facts to you, and we do it in a manner as economically effective, as reasonably effective, as rationally effective as we possibly can. The element that makes it work, however, is you. And you need to do what you know you need to do, which is to make a contribution. 877 800-500-5266.
You know, instead of carrying around guilt.
Guilt is so heavy.
That chafes like sand in your underwear. You can just make a contribution.
Oh,
and be free of all that.
Yes.
Feel the weight lift from your shoulders. Feel that spring in your step, that swagger, that confidence, that mojo that comes with being a member of your favorite community radio station. We've been talking about pipelines all day. Longtime listeners of this show can tell you that this sort of thing is a priority for Joe and myself. In fact, we've talked about plans to build a pipeline through the Mount Hood Wilderness leading to the Oregon coast.
And stopped it so far.
Not us single-handedly, no, but us as a focal point, as a rallying point for the community. That is the power of a radio station like this. We've talked many times on this show about plans to ship a bunch of coal through the state on trains. And that so far has been stopped. Again, not because of us, but because we have been a part of that effort. We have been the fulcrum of that effort. That's the power of community media.
We really, seriously, Abe and I do this show. We don't get any compensation. We don't get much praise. What we get is the satisfaction of knowing we're presenting important issues to you, the general public here in the Portland metro area, and throughout the state, and actually throughout the world.
Yep.
And that is its own reward.
And we might get a teeny bit of ego gratification out of it.
Yeah, a little ego hit off it.
Hey, we got a phone call.
What?
Let's take that phone call.
Okay.
Who's on the phone? Oh, the light is on. The light says there's a phone call. The light don't lie.
Steve, get with it. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Don't worry about the phone call.
Okay. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to become a member
of this. I feel a song coming on.
Radio station. This
There's
radio station that so
heart,
enriches your life.
But the
this
fair
radio station
senorita doesn't seem to know.
You
that
push back
a song
against the
heart.
Overwhelming force of the modern capitalist economy. You all know that we need a different way of doing things. You all know that we've got to stop burning coal, that we've got to stop burning oil. You know this. You know this to be true.
You know that I remember Xavier Cugat.
I didn't know that, actually.
Oh, it's a true fact. Hey, give us money. 877-500-5266.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those Nats Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real. But it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
KBU Community Radio Night for the 2013 Blazers season will be April 17th, the last home game of the regular season.
Tickets are limited for this unique opportunity where a portion of the proceeds will help support your community radio station.
More information can be found at kboo.fm/Blazers.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 9 o'clock. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First on alternative radio, journalist, author, and activist Sandra Steingraber speaks on fracking and public health. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints features a report on an international petition to award military whistleblower Bradley Manning the Nobel Peace Prize. And we hear from Nora Barrows Friedman and the Electronic Intifada. At 11, hear a special membership drive edition of Stage and Studio featuring acclaimed Portland author Cheryl Strayed, plus Portland Story Theater. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Ava Lake interviews Philip Ioska about his installation at 1430 Contemporary. Now let's go to alternative radio.
Essentially, my strategy is this. I can't change the scale of the problem, which is absolutely enormous. So Asking people to do small things only makes them feel worse because the disconnect between the size of the problem and what people think they can do about it is so great. Most people know that dutifully carrying their recyclables out to the curb is not going to keep the ice caps frozen. So, I have to ask people to do big things, really heroic things, things that are big enough to match the magnitude of the problem. So heroism is the path out of despair.
That's Sandra Steingraber, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Sandra Steingraber on fracking and public health. Fracking doesn't sound like anything the Earth or any community or any language would wish upon itself. What is it exactly? Fracking is a technique that involves the injection of enormous volumes of water and chemicals underground at very high pressure in order to create fractures in underlying shale rock formations to extract the natural gas below the surface. Fracking is rapidly expanding all across the U.S. and Canada. It is touted by big corporations as a practical solution to energy needs. Citizen groups oppose fracking because of its huge water use, its high carbon emissions, its impacts on human health, the disruption it causes to wildlife, and the peril it poses to groundwater and local drinking water. They are demanding that people's health and the environment are non-negotiable, and that this widespread and dangerous practice be stopped. To talk about the health and environmental impacts of fracking is Sandra Steingraber, a biologist, writer, and environmental health expert. She is from a distinguished line of women ecologists, such as Rachel Carson and Lois Gibbs, who have alerted lawmakers and the public alike to the real cost of toxic trespassing. She's the author of Living Downstream, An Ecologist Looks at Cancer and the Environment. She spoke at the University of Minnesota in Duluth. And now, Sandra Steingraber.
My life was changed three times by words spoken to me in conversation. Of course, our lives are always being shaped by language and the things that people say to us, but typically we recognize their influence only in hindsight. Oh yes, we'll say to ourselves in moments of reflection years later, those words of praise from my third grade teacher, that dismissive comment from my erstwhile boyfriend, that was the transformative moment. That's what did it. That explains what led me here. But sometimes, and rarely, we recognize in a single epiphonic second, while the words are still being spoken and hanging in the air, that our life is now utterly changed. And that experience has happened to me three times. I'd like to begin by talking to you about the first two, and then I'll get to the third epiphany at the end of my talk. So the first example of how a three-word sentence can change the course of your life, cleaving it in two, your life before you heard those words and then your life after you heard those words, is actually a common experience. In fact, nearly one in three women in this room tonight